This is happening all over the country. Americans picketing the recent influx of immigrant children from Central America into the United States. By law, they cannot be deported without a court hearing. But with thousands of cases to process, the system is backlogged. Down this road, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is holding some children at the Youth for Tomorrow Center in Virginia's Prince William County. That does not sit well with County Chairman Corey Stewart.
The federal government never told us that these kids were going to be located in Prince William County. We're concerned, potentially, even about communicable diseases.
Area residents seem divided on the issue. At a nearby supermarket, some shared the chairman's opposition.
Nobody asked us before they brought him here. And I might not object, but nobody asked us. They showed up here. Who's going to deal with it if there's a problem?
I feel that our government, the Democratic Party, has forced them on us. Not asked us, you know, to take them in. They have forced them on us.
I'm more worried about just kind of trying to get around the whole immigration problem. Just the president doing just whatever he wants.
Others, though, took a more positive view.
You got to take care of, you know, kids, no matter what the situation is, how they got here.
As long as they're properly quarantined and the appropriate health departments are aware of it and taking care of it, I'm just going to trust them to do what's necessary.
It is, at this point, it is what it is if they're here. If they have a chance to not let them come here, great, but if they're here, it's, you got to help them, right? They're kids.
And with thousands of children seeking refuge in the United States, the administration will be forced to make some sort of decision about their futures, either domestically or back where they came from. Arash Arabasadi for VOA News.